A woman in a white halter dress left the house and walked briskly toward a Mazda sedan. Chin-length hair hid her face, but even from where I sat, I recognized Roddy's wife. Lauren Baird looked 30, but was actually 43, which I knew because Blabbermouth Roddy, proud of her good looks, had told me. And she was pretty, if you like skinny blondes who dress carefully and don't have much to say. Snotty me. But I'm just as hard on myself, a skinny brunette who dresses indifferently and will rattle on. Lauren manipulated the Mazda in that economical way I can never manage, and in seconds she'd pulled out of a tight space and was gone. After a last shudder rocked my car, I walked to the house and tapped the half-open door, which swung back on a large central hall. In true fake farmhouse style, the entire ground floor was open to view. Spacious living and dining rooms, country kitchen off in the distance. Behind the only closed door lay the den where, 6 weeks ago, Roddy and I had outlined plans for his alderman's race, and Lauren made it clear that the campaign shouldn't expect much from her. Hello? Anybody home? A teddy bear of a man in chinos and sneakers bounded out of the den, his face etched with smile lines.
Susan, punctual to a fault.
I'm 12 minutes late. He pointed at my shirt.
Good girls go to heaven? Where'd you get that?
Won it at a feminist raffle. Actually, it was a farewell gift from my old law firm, along with a Tiffany Dragonfly charm. The charm brought my campaign's luck, and the t-shirt tided me over on late laundry days. What more could I ask, if not severance pay? Check out the back. I swung around so he could read the rest of Mae West's sage observations. Bad girls go everywhere. He grinned the loopy little grin that made it hard to believe my genial candidate was a canny businessman with investments ranging from swimming pool filtration systems to apricot orchards.
Bet you don't get out much, am I right?
Just far enough to sample the voters. I passed him one of my surveys, which he slipped into his pocket.
I'll look it over with Lauren when she gets home. Her foodie group called an emergency meeting. Somebody had a vegan attack.
A big ham-eating grin overpowered his face, and he nudged my arm.
Come on, let's go share your wisdom with finance.